Let us pray. Loving God, may the word of our mouth, the meditation of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight. Amen. Reflection this morning will be based from the Gospel reading, Mark chapter 12, verse 28, verse 30 to 31. And it reads, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. This is no other, there is no other commandment greater than these." Theme of this morning is love above all. If you read through the Gospel's accounts of Jesus, they all agree that all his teaching is confrontational. He was often questioned and challenged concerning his interpretation of the scripture. The Gospel reading this morning states the same problem. While he was in the temple, in the middle of this crowd of people, he was questioned by the Pharisees, the Sadducees. He was questioned by the Pharisees concerning the paying taxes. He was questioned by the Sadducees concerning the resurrection, life in heaven. And now, it's the scribe's turn to ask the question. The only difference is the scribe's question does not motivate by ill feeling or jealousy to Jesus. Mark says the scribes think that he sees the wisdom in the words of Jesus, in the words of Christ. The Pharisees sees there is truth in Jesus' words and in Jesus' answer. That is why when Jesus answered all these questions, everybody was silent. Nobody dared to ask him any more questions. That's why the scribes think, oh, this is my time. This is my moment. So he moves in with his own questions. An issue that is bothering him. An issue that is being debating in the Jewish life. In the Jewish belief. Issue of the commandments. He was asking Jesus, which one of these commandments is the first? Which one is more important? Which one is above all? Since the scribes, his expertise is the law, he doesn't care about paying taxes. He doesn't care about resurrection. He was only care about the law. Jesus, which commandment is the first of all? The reason he asked is because the Mosaic law consists of 613 laws, not only the 20 commandments, but there are so many laws, it adds up to 613. And people were debating which one is better than the other one, which one we should be served better than the other one. Are they all equal? Are they all important? Or some are important than others? That's why the scribes asked Jesus this question. Jesus, which commandment is the first of all? Mark says, after Jesus answered the scribe's question, nobody dared to ask any more questions. The question is, why? Why didn't anybody else ask any questions? Since they've been challenging Jesus with all these questions, why? Was Jesus' answer to the scribes wipe out all their doubts in their hearts? Was Jesus' answer to the scribes wipe out everything that they believe? Why wasn't anybody ask any more questions? Let's unwrap Jesus' answer and see whether we had any more questions afterwards. Jesus' answer to the scribe says, first, love God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. Second is, love your neighbors as yourself. Jesus' answer to the scribes was a challenge to the people around him in the temple. And it's also a challenge for us this morning. If we have the ability to perform these commandments, we must understand what is required to do. It requires commitment. It requires the whole person, the whole being, the one that created by God in the beginning, body and soul. That is why he put conditions on these commandments. Love God, love neighbor, but the condition is with all your heart, not just part of your heart, with all your mind, not just part of your mind, with all your soul, not just part of your soul, with all your strength, not just part of. Jesus was saying the whole person. This commandment is not mere words. It's the agape love of God that Jesus wants from every faithful people. Everybody believes in him. He needs us all. He needs the whole thing. It's a call to whoever believes in God. Jesus requires us to love God with everything we have. Everything. He is calling us to love him above everything else, to serve him, to love him with everything we have, but not and just an unhealthy counterfeit. Another interesting thing with this conversation, the scribe was asking for one commandment. He said, which one? But Jesus answered with two. Love God and love the neighbor. And then he fused together or binded together by saying, there is no other commandment greater than this. Why two? Because Jesus was calling all his faithful to love God with all fiber of their being. He was calling every faithful people, everyone who believes in him, everyone who offers all their faith, their life to him, to love God and love one another. Question is, why did Jesus feel compelled to add a second commandment, a commandment about loving others? Instead of one goal for our life, now we have to juggle two commandments. I have to figure out how to love God and love others. Why did Jesus give us two instead of one? If I supposed to give everything to God, love God with everything, I'm sure there's nothing left to love my neighbor. Well, according to Mark, what Jesus means is our love to others is not in addition to our love for God. Our love for others is the result of our love to God. It is not an extra love. It is not an extra love, but it's an expression of the love we have for God. And it is for us, believers of the word, a corrective commandment, a commandment of clarity. Listen to Jesus' words. The second commandment helps us to test whether or not the first commandment is really being lived out in our lives. Yes, loving God involves our hearts, involves giving our hearts to God in all things. But it also means receiving God's heart in return. And God's heart in return, we learn from the scripture in John chapter 3, verse 16, so much so that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Not only that, but the second commandment is meant to be the result of the first one. So also is the first one meant to be the rule for the second one. Just as the second one is a test of the first, so too is the first a template of the second. What Jesus means is we cannot hope to truly love others, to truly love those around us, if we are not first love God. Not only our love for God fuel the fire of our love we gave away, but it also shapes the love we share with those around us. When we try to love others apart from God, our love becomes shaped by our own wisdom, by how the world defines love. We might consider ourselves a loving person, but is the love you are showing to others the same love that God described in this world? Is our sacrificial love, is our love centered on the goods of others and not of our own benefits? Is our love willing to speak the truth? Is our love more than just emotions? Is our love always striving to direct other people to Christ? Is that our love? We cannot get the order of these commandments reversed. And we cannot simply ignore the order and separate these commandments. We need to hold on to the way that Jesus constructs these commandments. We have to hold on to the way Jesus constructs his answers. First, love God. Second, love your neighbor with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That means we not only serve and show our love to God, but we also have to show our love to our neighbors. That is why the scripture from the Old Testament, most of the theologians and writers never write about Oprah in that story. They only write about Ruth, because people think that Ruth's love to Naomi was more than Oprah. Are you sure? Me, I don't believe it. I believe that Ruth and Oprah got the same love for their mother-in-law. But the only difference is Oprah's love to Naomi never showed. Naomi never see Oprah's love to her. But Ruth, where you go, I go. Where you lodge, I lodge. Where you die, I die. Your people, my people. Your God, my God. Ruth poured out his love from his heart to his mother-in-law. Where you die, I die. Ruth knows there are challenges in Israel. It's a Moab. But he takes that challenge because of his love for his mother-in-law. He takes that commitment unto herself because of that love. Love is a matter of the heart, the soul, the mind, and our strength. It's all that we are. So love involves action, an attitude of the heart. Gandhi Gandhi once said, "I do not want to hear a sermon, but I want to see a sermon." Jesus challenged the Pharisees, Sadducees, and the scribes. It is okay to acknowledge your love to God in front of everybody. But if you do not share that love to your neighbor, it's a waste of space. Same challenge for us this morning. Make it your goal to unpack these commandments. See what will look like for us to love God with everything we are today. What it means for us to love our neighbors, to love those around us, whoever they are. What will it mean to love them today? This morning, we have only scratched the surface of this incredible foundational passage. But this is where it all begins. For the glory of God, obedience to the greatest commandments. On the cross, he gave everything for the glory of God. And it's as an expression of his love for God. And he died because of his love for you and me. Now I challenge all of you today. Do you love Jesus? Do you love God? Do you love him wholeheartedly? And will you go on loving him forever and ever? That's what my granddaughter say. If your answer is yes, I challenge you. Turn to your side. Say to your brother and sister beside you, "I love you, my brother. I love you, my sister." Turn to your side. From where I'm standing. Oh, that is a sign of a united family with love of God in the midst. Happiness, smile to serve one another. God's love didn't spare his only son in his determination to save you and you and me. Christ's inspiring sacrifice shows the length to which the love of God will go to have us with him forever. Whoever loves God will seek opportunities to love him back. Sir, which commandment is the greatest? Love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Then turn around, love your neighbor as you love yourself. love above all. Amen.